Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Hey guys, welcome to another edition of the Talking Metal Podcast. Thanks for joining me. My name is Mr. Mark Striegel. In the last couple episodes, I was mentioning about the new Van Halen, how I didn't really dig the single Tattoo. My opinion has changed. They're playing that a lot on one of the local radio stations here in New Jersey, WDHA. And I've grown to love the song. I was definitely not feeling it the first few times I heard it, which is when I recorded those last couple episodes that you may have heard. I'm doing an about face. Love the single, Tattoo, the new Van Halen. Awesome. The album came out just recently. I did listen to it on Spotify, and I'm digging the whole album. I think it's fun. I don't know if it's quite on par with those first six albums David Lee Roth did with Van Halen, but nonetheless, a good fun listen and recommended. Here is a little new Van Halen. This is the single. We'll just do a little sound sample of this. This is called Tattoo. Tattoo, fun stuff. Speaking of Spotify, which I mentioned before we got into the song there, let's read a listener email. Mark, just wanted to say after listening to you praise Spotify on Talking Metal, I had to give it a try. I love it. I set up my playlist to use my songs for our music concert at school. I am a music teacher, and it worked amazingly well. Better than my iTunes and media player that always like to freeze. And my two iPods, one that has crashed and one that keeps turning itself off, Mac hardware into a Windows formatted laptop, of course, there will be problems. I also plan to pay the $10 to use it on my cell phone and download music for when I really prefer a CD, which is rarely nowadays. I actually use it to play all my playlists from home and school on my ride to and from work now, and I don't have to bring two iPods with me all the time. Thanks for the website tip, Chris. Hey, Chris, thanks for your email. And yeah, I love Spotify. I'm glad I turned you on to it. And that's pretty cool. You're a music teacher. I'm always interested to hear from the Talking Metal listeners. So yeah, man, I'm still digging Spotify. The new Van Halen came out on Tuesday. I just downloaded the whole thing to my phone. And like you, I'm listening to it to and from, work. I'm driving to work a lot more now. I'm doing a lot of work out at the big NBC facility in a town in northern New Jersey called Englewood Cliffs. Still doing a lot of work in the city, though, too. Like this week, I'll be in the city and out in Englewood Cliffs. It's weird. When I take the train into the city, I prefer to read. When I'm working at Englewood Cliffs, I obviously either listen to the radio and Spotify. I've been listening to Imus on the way into work just because there's really nothing else to listen to on free regular radio. And then on the way home, I've been plugging my phone in and listening to my Spotify stuff. I will say that Spotify, if you stream the songs and don't download them to your phone, I have noticed, when I'm driving home that sometimes the songs will stop or I'll lose the song. So I do think that it is best to, download the songs to your phone. I got a lot of great stuff on there. Got a Tony Iommi playlist I've been listening to, which has stuff off of Iommi solo records and Heaven and Hell stuff. And, it's weird, like those Ozzy Sabbath records, they've just never really been readily available on iTunes or for that matter, Spotify. And or even like the CD versions of them have always been like cheap and weird. They've never, as far as I know, done real official remasters and re-releases of them. I know there was some box set that had them all. Maybe they did on that. I don't know. I don't know. It's just odd that they're not up. I mean, you go to like iTunes or Spotify. I know Spotify for sure. There's like just a lack of Sabbath stuff up there. And the stuff that is up there is like kind of odd. And when I say Sabbath, I'm talking Ozzy years through, Tony Martin years through wherever we are now, which brings me to my next topic, Black Sabbath. Bill Ward put out something saying that he wasn't going to be involved in the Black Sabbath reunion anymore until he got a better contract. And then a few days later, this website put up a story, which I'm guessing is probably bogus, saying that Sharon had fired him. Sharon then tweeted a couple days after that, this is Sharon Osbourne, of course, saying that she couldn't fire Bill from Black Sabbath because she doesn't manage Black Sabbath. She manages Ozzy. So here are my thoughts on this. First, the website, which I've now heard of a few times that broke the news, is called metaltalk.net or something. I got to tell you, we've been doing Talking Metal since 2005. That's the fucking lamest name for a website. It sounds like a direct ripoff of what we've done. You can't tell me that they didn't know about Talking Metal. I mean, most people in the metal hard rock community have heard of Talking Metal at some point within the past, going on, 7 years? It's such a lame freaking... you couldn't come up with a better name. I don't want people confusing us with this site if they're putting out bogus stories, which Sharon Osbourne, of course, is claiming they do. Say what you want about Sharon. I know a lot of people in the heavy metal world don't love her. I don't have a problem with her myself. I think she's done a lot for Ozzy, frankly, in reading his book and even reading Iommi's book, Rudy Sarzo's book. I respect her for what she's done. She stood by him, and she's helped him get out all this great music to us through the years. I believe her when she says she didn't fire Bill Ward from Sabbath. And in Iommi's book, Bill Ward kind of comes off as not the most mentally sound guy. And I And, you know, somebody said to me, I was emailing some people back and forth about this. Oh, well, Bill Ozzie needs to stand by Bill Ward and have him in this Sabbath reunion. And, you know, that's Ozzie's been propped up too many times through the years by other people. I think it's bullshit, man. I will defend Ozzie. I think, you know, the Bob Daisley, I'm so sick of that guy, man. I mean, and people claiming that, trying to take claim for what Ozzie has done. If Bob Daisley is so freaking great, what else has he done besides what he did with Ozzie? I mean, sure, he was in Rainbow. The way I understand it, he didn't even though his picture's on that one record, he didn't even play bass on half the tracks. I know he worked with even Sabbath on the one record, but it's like whatever. I've addressed the Bob Daisley thing before. There's just people at the top. Ozzy's the biggest metal act out there next to Metallica, and it's like I always feel like the people want to always attack the people at the top. And I feel like that is the case with Ozzy. Ozzy, I believe, is probably one of the hardest working guys in show business. I really do. I honestly mean that. And you can think he's stupid. You can think he is not smart. And I will disagree with you on those. I think he's clever. Even when they got together to do those two Sabbath songs on that live record, you know, a decade ago or whatever it was at this point, Ozzy and Iommi did those songs on their own, you know, and that's Iommi's word. If you can look it up on Wikipedia, they're even credited to Osbourne and Iommi. So the Bill Ward thing, I love Bill's solo record. I do have some respect for him. I think he's a little weird at times, just from what I've read about him and heard from him. And, you know, I used to listen to the Bill Ward podcast when he was doing that. But it's like, I will say this, and I know people are getting pissed at me already hearing this. When I saw the Sabbath reunion, if I remember correctly, it was the late 90s, probably 98, 99, right, at the Meadowlands. I had pretty good seats. I went with my brother, and it was a great show. I had a lot of fun, but I was extremely disappointed in Bill Ward's performance. Now, I had seen them beforehand when they had played outdoor at the Meadowlands at Giant Stadium on an Ozfest, like 97 or 98, possibly, where they had Mike Borden on drums. And I thought that was great, actually. And I thought when they came back around then and did the arena tour with Bill Ward on drums, as much as people probably enjoyed seeing Bill Ward up there, the dude freaking could not play drums like he used to. And I thought, musically, Sabbath suffered because of that. I'll stand by that. When they came back around a year or two later, I saw them again on Ozfest, I believe, if my memory serves me correct, and I thought he was slightly better at that point. But honestly, shoot me, but I believe the Sabbath record could potentially sound better. This reunion between Ozzy, Iommi, and Geezer could potentially sound better without Bill Ward. I'm sorry. I just honestly think that. Especially if the guy hasn't touched his kit since he last played with Sabbath. He's probably not all that great in the chop department. So, send me the hate mail. I'm ready for it. But that's honestly what I think. I would love to see Sabbath with or without Bill Ward. I will be there. And Bill Ward, he's a weird dude, man. I mean, you know, he even did at one point, you know, there was, I think, a Tony Martin version of Sabbath, which was Geezer, Bill Ward, and Iommi, where they did a tour of South America or something. And I even remember hearing that Bill Ward's playing was, you know, bad at that point. I don't know. I just feel like, prove me wrong, Bill Ward. Come back and blow us away with your playing. And, you know, in the end of the day, this is a business decision. You know, somebody pointed out, it may have been that Bob Lefwitz or whatever his name is, that Ozzy might not be able to go right back out on the road and do arenas, and that's why this Sabbath reunion is happening. That could be. I don't know. I mean, I think Ozzy could always go and do a theater tour and charge, you know, hardcore fans, you know, $200 a ticket and make a killing probably. I don't know, but this is a business is what I'm saying. So Sabbath are out to do business, and Bill Ward might also not have an understanding of how albums don't make money anymore. Albums do not make money. I mean, this new Van Halen record, no one freaking cares. They don't. It's going to sell probably 200,000 copies its first week or less. The failure, Chinese democracy. Guess what? It sold freaking more than that. It sold like 240 or something its first week. AC/DC, a number of years back at this point, two, three years ago, I think the same year as Chinese Democracy, actually, they sold like 700,000 their first week. Metallica did about 500,000. These are all low numbers compared to 15, 20 years ago. The fact that Van Halen is selling less than those three bands, I don't know that people care that much that David Lee Roth is back in Van Halen. I do. I think it's great. I saw them on the last tour. I do plan to see them again, but are people going to go so crazy over a new Sabbath record? You and me? Yeah, maybe we will. Maybe we will. Maybe we'll scrutinize it and listen to it. Maybe we'll love it. Maybe we'll hate it. Most people don't care. they just don't. They don't. And so if Bill Ward is thinking he's, you know, deserving of millions of dollars to play on a new Black Sabbath record, he's not. I'm sorry. He's probably... They probably said, hey, you'll get $100,000 to play on the record. And he was probably greatly offended. And he shouldn't be, because the album isn't going to make that much money. Albums just don't anymore, unless you're Kanye West. I mean, can you imagine what fucking Kanye West and Lady Gaga would be selling 25 years ago when people actually bought records? I mean, they would be selling way more than they're selling now. And they're selling a lot now. But, I mean, people just aren't buying records. They aren't. And the new Van Halen is proof of that, you know. And somebody said to me, oh, I thought, you know, Van Halen might sell 180, 200,000 their first week out. I thought those were good numbers. Those aren't good numbers. Those fucking suck. I don't buy CDs. I don't want CDs anymore. Anyways. Big thanks to Nikki from North Carolina for her PayPal donation. Now, I believe this is what happened with her. She mailed in a donation to my P.O. box. I didn't get it, which is terrible, because not many of you have mailed in donations. I've gotten a few cash through the mail, but not many. I'm now stopping that thing. Do not mail me cash anymore. There was a scandal. Nikki mailed in some money. I did not get it. I don't know what happened to it. So that sucks. I'm actually going to let my P.O. box go. I don't think I'm going to renew it. Really sucks. But Nikki, such an outstanding talking metal person, woman, girl from North Carolina, then went and gave me a PayPal donation. So not only did she mail in money that somehow mysteriously disappeared. Thank you, Nikki. I'm sorry about that. Then she went and gave me a big PayPal donation. So that's awesome. Thank you, Nikki. I appreciate that. Let's get into a little music right now. This is Bang Tango, Someone Like You.
In this world of
What you just heard was Bang Tango, Someone Like You. Now we got Rat, Lay It Down. You just heard Rat, Lay It Down. Up next, Devil's Road by Sweet F.A.
I'm skipping out of here.
That was Devil's Road by Sweet F.A. That's from back in 1990. We're going to keep rocking the music, and then we're going to come back and do a little more talk. This is Contraband, back from 1991. Features Richard Black, Tracy Guns, Michael Schenker, and Bobby Blotzer of Rat fame. And they are covering David Bowie here. Where is David Bowie? The guy disappeared, man. Hang on to yourself. Well, she's a tongue-twister star. She's coming to the show tonight, praying to the right machine. That was the David Bowie cover by Contraband. Hang on to yourself, a little Ziggy Stardust, David Bowie, right? Yeah. David Bowie, well, not metal, obviously, but worked on a David Bowie documentary back when I was younger. Great guy. Still, I saved some of his cigarette buds, actually, that he smoked during the interview. He's disappeared, man. It's wild. I think he's doing a Johnny Carson. I think he's just going to ride it out and die, and he's going to let his image kind of stay, you know, as to what it was maybe 5 years ago when he disappeared 6 years ago. Which, you got to respect that. That's cool, man. That's cool. A lot of people don't want to be seen, you know, super old, and you know, in a way, it captures your iconic status without letting it go downhill. I mean, God bless Dick Clark, but it, you know, every time I see him back on the New Year's Eve show, it's sad, man. It's almost be better if for his image if he just disappeared. I could say that about a lot of heavy metal guys too. This is Steve Stevens with Atomic Playboy.
It will not blow out the bottom of the sea and let all the water run down the hole. It will not destroy gravity. I am not an atomic playboy.
That was Steve Stevens, Atomic Playboy, rocking it, rocking it, rocking it. Steve, best known for his work with Billy Idol. I also have a record that he did with Terry Bozzio, which is an instrumental thing, if I remember correctly, and I remember that being quite good. I'd like to say a big special thanks to Mayor McCheese. Donated some cash to the podcast. Thank you. We really appreciate that. We appreciate all the donations we've been getting. And we're going to keep mentioning donations. Actually, let me log in here. Another one that came in just actually today. Probably it'll be a week after you guys hear this, is from Eric. So Eric is supporting the podcast. Eric from Washington, D.C. Thanks, dude. Appreciate that. You guys rock. You guys rock. Here's an email. Mark and John, I just wanted to say I'm a big fan of Talking Metal, and I live here in Canberra, Australia. Fucking baby monitors on the fritz. That's how we roll here. Sorry if you heard that background noise. Let's try that again. Email. Hey, Mark and John. I just wanted to say I'm a big fan of the Talking Metal podcast here in Canberra, Australia. I have been listening since 2010, and I'm currently listening to the earlier Talking Metal podcast from 2006 to 2009. Oi. Some drunken episodes back there. I miss those episodes. I'd like to revisit those episodes myself. I don't really go back and listen to the old episodes. I should, though, because I do think it's progressed. Maybe not for the better. Who knows? Anyways, he says he's listening to these old podcasts from 2006 and 2009, and I have some of the Talking Metal episodes on... Oh, I've seen some of the Talking Metal episodes on YouTube, and it's a great show. Thanks, man. Let me tell you this. Actually, I'm saying man. This isn't man. This is from a woman. Sarah. Sarah, let me tell you this, lady, chick, whatever. There's going to be a new episode of Talking Metal on YouTube soon, hopefully. I will apologize for the lack of podcast, but I've been spending literally an hour every day trying to edit the last Talking Metal show podcast, the video side of that. And we're going to also, I think, going to try to include a Talking Metal jam in it. So if I ever get it together, it could be fun for you guys to check out. I just noticed my mic is on Phantom Power, and I don't think this is a Phantom Power mic, but I just turned it off. It should be interesting. Anyways, okay, back to the email. Sarah's email. The podcasts are really great when I am sort of bored of the music that I have on my iPod. I am currently studying journalism, and the podcasts are great to listen to when I'm doing assignments, and they help me focus on my assignments that I have to. Cool. I really hope one day that I will get to talk metal with you guys and keep up the great podcasts and bringing metal to the world. From Sarah. Excellent. Sarah, thanks for checking in with us from Australia. That's awesome. This is Will Walner and Vivian Vane. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And they have a new album out. Let's check out a track from that new album. This is called Streets of Desire.
You've taken the gold from the world of the old, and now you're just walking away. Built up frustration has led agitation, the stain of your misery.
Vivian Vane with the song Streets of Desire. That's actually Carmine Appice, a friend of Talking Metals, on drums there. One of the innovators of heavy metal, really, Carmine Appice. Anyways, go to walnervain.com, WallnerVain.com to learn more about that cool sounding act. I think it sounds great. I think there's a video they got on YouTube too that I checked out recently. Lillian Axe. New Lillian Axe. The album is The Day Before Tomorrow. The song you're about to hear is called Babylon. Here it is.
When the blood disappears, it's a phony absolution for the sheep with no sight. When the dead walk the earth, it's a sign for the innocent. When the base turns to gold, it's a secret that the magic's hiding.
Babylon by Lillian Axe. Nice long episode of Talking Metal today. Thanks for hanging with me, listening to me rant and rave and complain. Again, the lack of podcasts, I apologize for. It's all been because I'm working on this TV show version that I hope to post on YouTube for you guys. Going to check out Guns N' Roses tomorrow night. I am recording this on February 11th. It'll probably be a week before I get it up on YouTube or on iTunes. But Guns N' Roses doing three theater shows in the city, and I've been disappointed on a number of fronts with GNR lately. Just ever since they kind of one guy dropped the ball, I think, in promoting Chinese Democracy. I've kind of, which is a great record, and I will stand by that record. I've said I think I like Chinese Democracy better than Axl does. We're honored to have been thanked, John and I, on the record. Our guitars were used, actually, to record parts of the record. We loaned Bumblefoot our guitars. And Frank's a good friend of mine, a neighbor here in Maplewood, New Jersey, where I live. So I'm looking forward to seeing them tomorrow night. I do think this theater thing that they're doing in the city, and they're doing a few other places, I think Chicago and Atlantic City, I think that's where they need to be. You know, I think playing half-filled arenas, now granted in Los Angeles it was not a half-filled arena, in Chicago it was not a half-filled arena. Those are two big markets for Guns N' Roses. They were either sold out or close to it. But even in New Jersey, the most heavily, densely populated place in the country, the place was only 70% full. And, you know, in most smaller cities it was a lot less full than that. I really think, I've said this before, that for Guns N' Roses to go out and sell out theaters, you know, 1,000-seat theaters, 2,000-seat theaters, is a lot stronger than Guns N' Roses comes to town and, you know, the place is only 40%, 50% filled. I think, and then go do the European festival things if Axl wants to keep this new version of Guns going, which is a fun band, and they're great guys and they're great players, but he's never even done a press photo with these guys. I feel like he hasn't respected the band, and he would argue it the opposite, but I feel like he hasn't respected the band like he should. There's been nothing to cement this new version of Guns N' Roses. There's been nothing done to cement this new version of Guns N' Roses in the public's eye. You know, no music video, no press photos. You know, he did bring DJ Ashba with him to the Eddie Trunk interview on That Metal Show, which, yeah, that was kind of a step maybe in the right direction, even though DJ Ashba said nothing. But, you know, there has to be some... something done for us to buy this new, I buy the band, but for the public, the general public, to buy the new version of, and when I say buy, I don't mean shelling out money. I just mean, well, in some ways I do, you know, going to see them play live and stuff, but just kind of accepting that this is the band. Slash isn't in the band anymore. You know, should be interesting to see what happens at this Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction. I know the people at HBO do believe that the original members will at least stand up on stage together and accept the honor, if you will, of being put in this goofy Rock and Roll Hall of Fame thing, which is a bunch of bullshit anyways. Having said that, if they can get those guys up there, together, that would be nice. That would be nice. I'd like to see that. And I'd love to hear them do a song together, which is traditional in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Will that happen? Who knows? We do not know. And I guess we'll find out this year. I think, when is the induction? I think it's April or something, right? Or the ceremony, I guess it is. Maybe the induction already happened. The ceremony, which usually airs on some, you know, station like Fuse or some bullshit station, VH1 Classic. It's actually airing on HBO this year, so it's kind of a big deal. HBO usually does a real good job with things. So Yeah, we'll check that out. And I would love to see a Guns N' Roses reunion. I really would. And I love GNR, the new GNR, Chinese Democracy Band. But let's face it, he had the chance to really throw this new version of the band out there. And I feel like he didn't jump in the pool, you know, with the new version of Guns N' Roses. He kind of dipped his foot in and waited around with it. You know, he's never thrown it out there, and the proper promotion has never been done with this band. And what's stopping them now from somebody from picking up the ball and promoting this band? You know, the album's old at this point, Chinese Democracy, but will there be another record with DJ Ashba's songs that he's writing, you know, with Axel? I'm not holding my breath. It'd be great, sure. I'm all for whatever the fuck Axel wants to do. I support him. But there is a part of me that would love to see a one-off reunion. Do a reunion tour, man. You'll be playing sold-out arenas in every frickin' little rinky-dink city you go to with a reunited Guns N' Roses. You don't even need new material. And then if they don't want to do new material, because no one cares about new material. I mean, the new Van Halen is an example of that. You know, go back and bring back, you know, Bumblefoot and Tommy Stinson and those guys, and go back to what you were doing, which I think, you know, knowing that it took so long for Chinese Democracy to come out, who knows if there'll ever be any new music from that version of the band. The DJ Ashba is, I guess, spearheading with his songwriting. Yeah, you can go back to it, but a reunited Guns N' Roses, you can't beat it, man. As far as public interest, and you don't even need a full reunited version of the band. I mean, people know Slash, they kind of know Duff McKagan, and when I talk people, I'm not talking you and I. I'm talking about the average Joe, the housewife next door to you. They want to see those three guys on stage. Izzy, you could fill in Richard Fortus and Frank from the new version of Guns N' Roses and just get Slash and McKagan back, and there's your frickin' reunion. And those three guys could actually make more money because you wouldn't have to pay Matt Sorum or Steven Adler or Izzy. You know, how about that? That would be fun, actually, seeing that, you know? I mean, somebody on one of the forums, you know, we have, by the way, Talking Metal Forums, talkingmetalforums.com, password to get on there, Metal Mike. We argue about Guns N' Roses, you know, Metallica, and a bunch of other dumb shit all the time. We'd love to have you join us there. But somebody suggested, I think it was on our forums, maybe it was somebody else's forums, that, you know, you do a set with the new Guns N' Roses, and then you have like a reunion, which is what, back to the Iommi thing, which is what Ozzy did when he originally got back together with Iommi and Geezer back in the late 90s with Mike Borden on drums. He came out, he did a set with Zach, then Geezer and Iommi came out and did a set with him of Sabbath material. So, kind of cool. I can't remember who was playing bass at that time with Ozzy. Was Geezer actually playing with Ozzy? I don't know. I can't remember. I know, because maybe Geezer played the Ozzy set too, and then it was just Iommi that came out and Zach left. I can't really remember. But because I know Geezer, when I saw Ozzy in the mid-90s, Geezer was definitely on bass at that point with Joe Holmes on drums. Anyways, just thinking out loud here. All right, so I think these guys, I haven't listened to this yet, but I think they're friends with Nikki from North Carolina. This band is called Ghost of August. You have listened to a very long episode of the Talking Metal Podcast. Thanks for joining me. Keep those PayPal donations coming in. You can make a PayPal donation on talkingmetal.com. And we'll check out a little bit of this band, Ghost of August, who sent me their CD, and their website is ghostofaugust.com. So here you go, guys, a little Ghost of August to carry us out. They're on Dirtbag Music, Inc. ¶¶
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.